Good morning. My guest this morning is Dr. Mara Vibe from the Laguna de Santa Rosa Foundation. Good morning, doctor.
Good morning. How are you?
Fine. Thank you. We'll be talking about a presentation you'll be making on Saturday, November 18th at the Laguna Environmental Center on Sanford Road called What's in a Name? Stories Behind North Bay Place Names. And believe me, this is one of those moments that I wish this interview were an hour long rather than 5 minutes. I would love to ask you about some place names, but give us a couple of examples, if you will.
Well, there's one I particularly like because it's such a name we use constantly, the name for Marin County. The name originally actually was applied around the 1830s to the Marin Islands and is out kind of between San Pedro and San Quentin Point.
Uh-huh.
And we believe that the name of the county was taken from those islands, but it was later applied to the Marin Peninsula and Marin County. And there's a theory that it actually comes from Chief Marin, who was baptized in Marin and then went down to San Francisco. He was a member of the Miwok tribe.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And he acted as a guide on San Francisco Bay. And I don't think people really think about the deep history of the counties and its names and the indigenous people. Whose names are given to the places that we occupy now.
Right, right.
So that's one of those really interesting stories. And yeah, I wonder how many people are aware of that as they drive through the county.
How about Sonoma County? Do you know how that got its name?
In terms of Sonoma County actually has a slightly different origin. Sonoma was derived from a Patwin word for nose. And the area was called Sonomas with an S at the end of it in Spanish records. And I believe that was at the beginning of the 1800s, probably pre-1830. And the Sonoma Mission, as it's now called, was established after that in 1824. And it was named San Francisco Solano.
Right, the last of the missions.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. But Sonoma actually, means nose.
That's great.
Napa comes from a Patwin word that means grizzly bear. I think they may have gotten the better end of the stick. I'm not sure.
The more heroic, maybe.
Exactly. Yes. Yes.
So how long have you lived in Sonoma County, doctor?
I was actually born in Sonoma County. I was born out in the Redwoods, kind of along the Russian River.
Uh-huh.
My family's been in Sonoma County for a while.
Right. Oh, that's great. Mine too. Not in Sonoma County, but in San Francisco, although I've lived up here for over 40 years. Do you give this this talk often in the course of your work?
On place names, no, but I have given a lecture for the Laguna Foundation before on just a very brief history of agriculture in the county, kind of history of the county. That was a lecture I gave, I believe it was last spring. And then I gave a longer lecture series. It was a 6-week series through the Osher Lifelong Learning Institute at Sonoma State and talked in more detail about the roots of agriculture in the county and began with horticulture of the native peoples living in the region before the arrival of the Russians and the Spanish, and then how the landscape continued to change and how agriculture has really always been at the heart of settlement of the county.
Well, thank you, doctor, for talking to us today. I must say you've got a fascinating job. Let's tell people that your presentation, What's in a Name? Stories Behind North Bay Place Names, will be Saturday, November 18th, 3 to 4:30 p.m. at the Laguna Environmental Center. For information, 527-9277, online, lagunafoundation.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.